This, I think, is a poem, and it's called Do You Use a Notebook? Many a time when I drive this black beauty out of the driveway of my home, drive down the hill, turn right at the signal, wait, take a left, run down three blocks, take another left, go another two blocks, and I'm onto the freeway. Many a time I think, what am I doing here? Why am I in this car? What am I supposed to be? Going to the racetrack at 11 a.m. while other men are working. I turn on the radio and light a cigarette. What am I doing with this leisure? Where did the factories go? And the whores and the drunk tanks? Then such thoughts pass. I begin to think of my new system. It's going quite well. It's most interesting how balancing these three numbers on each horse usually selects a winner about 40% of the time that is not a favorite. And then the thoughts mix as I cut between a tanker and a Volks. When the interviewers come by, they want to know about riding. What are your influences? Do you use a notebook? Do you revise? Why do you write? And I begin talking about the horses, and everybody looks discouraged, including the lady I live with. He always talks this way, she tells them. I drive the black beauty toward the track, rolling back the automatic roof for more sunshine. They don't understand. It's been a gamble to begin with, and nothing ever solidifies into surety. No gift remains that isn't constantly earned and re-earned. To linger incessantly upon the grounds of literature and learning is not only inhuman, it's dumb. Driving into the track, I stop to pay the parking lot attendant. He knows me. How's it going, champ? Just trying to make it, I tell him. I drive toward preferred parking. Valet's no good. They burn out cold engines getting the machines to the people after the ninth race. I park between a Dodge van and a Volks Rabbit, thinking, Ernie would have understood, and surely Manolette, and all these people here ahead of me, already parked and in there waiting, getting ready. I get out, lock the car, and walk toward the gate. It is a telling and beautiful day, and knowing the terror, the luck, and the grace, I move deliberately toward the action. The mountains up there like that, hearing my footsteps as I walk on in.